Lord, help us to commence this evening with hymn 726. 726. Christ, whose glory fills the skies, Christ, the true, the only light, Son of righteousness, arise, triumph o'er the shades of night, day spring from on high be near, day star in my heart appear. Hymn 726.
Of God. Let us read this evening in the prophecy of Haggai. We will read chapter 1 and then the first 9 verses of chapter 2. The prophecy of Haggai, chapter 1, and the first 9 verses of chapter 2. In the second year of Darius the king, in the 6th month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, and bring wood, and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labour of the hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. In the 24th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king, in the 7th month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, "Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedech, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts." So may the Lord grant his blessing upon that portion of his holy and sacred word to each one of us. May he now grant us a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. O thou most holy, almighty and eternal God, the sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all our times, Lord, are in thy hand, and all events are at thy command. And Lord, thou hast brought us to the beginning days of a new calendar year. Lord, we look back and we thank thee for thy goodness and mercy that hath followed us all the days of that year, even all the days of our life. For thou hast not dealt with us after our sins. Thou hast not rewarded us according to our iniquities. Lord, there have been the troubles and there have been the joys. There's been the sorrows. There's been the thanksgivings. There's been the difficulties. There have been the help. And Lord, we come before thee with thanksgiving that thou art a gracious God, faithful that hath promised, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Lord, as we begin the days of this new year, many things remain and press upon us, hopes, expectations. Lord, we have to plan and scheme to handle matters wisely. But, O Lord, as we with our hearts devise our way, we pray thou wilt direct our steps. But, Lord, we thank thee, where thy word has not returned unto thee void, through the days, the months of the past year, where there has been thy voice heard in the power of the Holy Spirit, where thou hast used those that have preached the gospel here, to the blessing, the comfort, yea, the quickening, the warning to many souls. O Lord, may thy word not return to thee void. May it ever accomplish that which thou doth please. May it ever prosper in the thing to which thou doth send it. Lord, ever make this place here the house of prayer, the house of answered prayer, prayer from each heart poured out before thee, for all things, Lord, that are needful, and all the concerns of each one that gather here, younger and older. Lord, we thank thee thou hast brought thy people through difficulties regarding the maintenance of this house. Lord, the work is not yet fully complete, but oh, that setback was overcome, and surely, Lord, thy hand was in it all. We pray, Lord, for that satisfactory completion. But what is this house to me, except the master there I see? Lord, we see thy hand. We pray for thy presence, known and felt in each heart, under the sound of the precious gospel. Lord, thou knowest where thou hast begun the work of thy saving grace. Lord, thou knowest those that are thine. Thou knowest the seeking soul. Lord, thou knowest the blessed soul. Thou knowest those, Lord, that are cast down because of difficulties, troubles, sins, iniquities, pressing hard upon them. O Lord, we pray thou will grant thine appearing to uphold and help through all the scenes of earthly life. Lord, remember those who are bereaved of loved ones. Lord, at such times as this, Lord, the end of one year, the beginning of another. O Lord, how the thoughts go out in the absence, to the absence of one dearly beloved. Lord, do grant thy gracious presence. Grant the indwelling of thy Spirit. Grant the warmth of thy love, and uphold and help to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of one's faith. For Lord, there is none that can comfort like thee, the God of all comfort, the Father of all mercies. Remember those, Lord, that have sicknesses, pains, afflictions, injuries, perhaps weakness through older age. Lord, long-standing illnesses. Things, Lord, that are uncertain, needing medical attention. Lord, we commend each one to thee. For all times are in thy hand. And thy hand is a gracious hand. Lord, a gracious hand upon which we live, all of us. Doth life and time and death command, and hath eternal joys to give. O Lord, in the times of sickness, exercise our hearts, that we may think rightly on the consequence of sins. And Lord, to plead with thee earnestly for healing not only of body, but of our soul. For our sin is the source of all these things, the fall of man, and we born under the sense of that fall, born in trespasses and sins. O Lord, we do pray thou would hear the answer of all those that call upon thee. Call upon thee, Lord, as they pour out their hearts before thee. Grant the riches of thy grace, the forgiveness of sins. Remember the children. O Lord, do put thy love within their hearts. None are too young, Lord, to know the influence of thy Spirit. And as they grow, to know that discernment between what is right and what is wrong. Lord, there's so much in this evil day that is set and promoted and enticed to them that are wrong, contrary to thy truth. Do not let their minds and hearts be poisoned. Lord, do keep them. Keep them as the apple of thine eye. Help parents in bringing up their children in these difficult days. Lord, give them all needed wisdom, all needed grace. Hear and answer their prayers. And make ways where there seems to be no ways at times for the honouring of thy name. O Lord, do be mindful of each one as they call upon thee in the day of trouble. Lord, do deliver them that they may glorify thee. Hear the prayers of grandparents and others of the family for the growing generations. And we pray, Lord, thou wilt bring forth from amongst them those who shall be the continuation of thy visible church. O Lord, we do pray that from amongst the growing generation thou wilt bring forth those who can testify of thy mercy unto their soul. Lord, to be the pillars in the church, those, as the scripture speaks of, mothers in Israel, those who prayerfully a concern for all and give wise counsel in thy tender fear, seeking the honour of thy name. And Lord, deacons, ministers of the gospel, pastors of churches, even here. O Lord, we do pray for thy church here that thou wilt grant it a settled ministry. One whom thou shalt appoint. Lord, thou knowest and hearest those petitions that are put up to thee to this end. Wilt thou not answer? Maybe even, Lord, the time is of this year to come. Lord, all things, Lord, are known to thee. And we pray, Lord, thou wilt provide the blessings of that glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it may go forth a free course and be glorified here, even more abundantly than it has been unto this day. Help the deacons in all their responsibilities. Lord, who hear their cries and unite them under the power of thy love, of the love to Christ and thy love to them. Lord, that love that passeth understanding, a peace that passeth understanding, so may it be amongst all the members of the church. Lord, granting that unity of thy Spirit and the bond of thy peace. And Lord, that be extended to all the congregation. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, for that unity. Lord, that is experienced here. Lord, as it was with Paul's desire at Corinth, determined to know nothing amongst you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, Lord, who be the glory in the midst of thy people here, on every assembling together. Lord, make thyself known. that none go empty away. We pray for the work of the Sunday school. Lord, help those that give their time, their labour, to teach the children of those things of the precious gospel and holy word. Lord, may their teaching not be in vain. May the children, Lord, hearken and give them understanding. And may, Lord, some word which is perhaps so easily forgotten, Lord, be used for their good in years to come. O Lord, that has been the experience of many, may it yet be the same in these days. And remember us, Lord, in this nation, where thou hast appointed us to be. At this time, Lord, when there are so many threatenings against the liberty of the worship of thy name. O Lord, to overturn the powers of the ungodly. Lord, subdue the spirit of Antichrist. Lord, give wisdom to our government. Lord, we pray thou wilt grant them the help of thy spirit to rule their heart, their minds in all matters that they have to decide and face in this a difficult day. Things nationally, things internationally. Lord, we commend them to thee, for they have not passed this way heretofore. New things arise day by day, week by week. O Lord, do not let our government, our leaders, be divided against themselves, for then they shall not stand. But we pray, Lord, thou wilt set up one, put down another, whatever is of thy sovereign will. And we pray, Lord, thou wilt promote in our government those that fear thy name, those that love thy word, those that seek to do thy will. We thank thee there are one and another that are such in our government. Lord, use them to the honour and glory of thy name, and for the maintenance of the liberties of worship. Remember our King. O Lord, who deliver him from any deceit regarding a true faith and religion. Bring him to know there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Make him a true defender of the Christian faith. Lord, bless him in his soul, and those of his family and his loved ones also. O Lord, may this nation still be a nation of whom thou art our God. We thank thee, Lord, for all the blessings and mercies and favours we've received over the centuries. And Lord, shielded from warfare from the last 80 years or thereabouts. O Lord, maintain thy goodness and favours through this another year. Save us from the hand of the enemy physically and of the Satan, the mighty power spiritually. Lord, do bring us, help us through all the circumstances of our lives. And may we indeed give thee all the thanks, for this is thy will in everything concerning Jesus Christ. So, Lord, hear us now. We pray for others in other lands who are not so favoured. O Lord, where there's warfare, where there is poverty, where there's the terrible dealings of the enemy of thy truth against thy people. Lord, would we pray for thine appearing. Bring about peace where there is warfare. Overturn the power of the enemies of thy truth. and supply the needs of all those that call upon thee. Lord, even though their supply physically might be meagre, we ask their spiritual receipt will be an abundance. Lord, hear us in all these our petitions. Pardon our many sins. O Lord, great is our iniquity. Lord, do look down upon us even now. And Lord, do grant that help of thy Spirit as we look into thy word. Lord, do open it up. Enable my lips to speak that which is right in thy sight. And open our hearts to receive the truth savingly. Hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. When thou hearest us, Lord, do forgive. For Jesus Christ's sake we ask it. Amen.
Hymn 728. Strange and mysterious is my life. What opposites I feel within. A stable peace, a constant strife. The rule of grace, the power of sin. Too often I am captive led. Yet often triumph in my head. Hymn 728.
Thank you.
In complete dependence, dear friends, upon our Lord to come and help us, to grant us some insight into the sacred truth of his holy word. I'd ask your prayerful attention by way of text to the portion of scripture we read in the prophecy of Haggai, chapter 2 and verse 5. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Dear friends, I've been taken aback by the fact that the ribbon in the scriptures here are on this chapter, this portion. And I wonder if just recently this has been read and spoken from to you. If that is the case, I pray earnestly the Lord will not let me take away anything what you've already received. That there will be no, as we might say, just mere duplication. But may there be a double portion, a confirming of his word in truth unto us each. This is a precious word, isn't it? And dear friends, if this word is applied and by the Lord to us each, what better beginning can we have to a new calendar year? According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Dear friends, if something remains, it is apt to have its beginning. There's been an experience of it. And dear friends, our text speaks of the Spirit of the Lord working within his people. Yes, the background and context is that of Israel, or we might say particularly of Judah. It goes right back many, many years earlier, even to the days of Abraham. When the Lord covenanted with Abraham, or that his seed would be as the stars of heaven for multitude, and as the sand on the seashore, and that in his seed would all the nations of the earth be blessed. And the other covenant, oh, was that he would give his seed at that time, that promised land of Canaan. He would drive out the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, and so forth, that they may dwell there in the land he had covenanted for them. Now, dear friends, that land wasn't taken immediately, was it? It was covenanted to Abraham, it was covenanted to Isaac, it was covenanted to Jacob. But even Jacob did not see it. Jacob finished his life down in Egypt, where God had spoken to Abraham to say, his people, would be in captivity for 450 years. But, dear friends, the main thing is the Lord had a people. And he chose this people. Not because they were great, not because they merited esteem, but because he loved them. Now, God is love. If it wasn't for the love of God, dear friends, I don't know where any of us would be here tonight. His love is an everlasting love. It's an eternal love. And so it was to the sons of Jacob. Although they were great sinners, when the Lord's time came, their cries were up unto the Lord because of their bondage. And he said, I am come down to deliver them. Now, he didn't deliver them, did he, through the plagues that he brought upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Friends, they were delivered through the outpouring of the Spirit of God to believe by faith in the word that was spoken unto them, the word of God through Moses, that they should sacrifice a lamb, a substitute, dying on account of sin. And we read, don't we, in Exodus, I will take a lamb. Then the next reference is the lamb. And the next reference is your lamb. It was a precious possession which they had to keep up for 4 days and then slay it and sprinkle that blood upon the doorposts of the house, go in and shelter in their homes, and eat of the sacrifice as the Lord God had commanded. And dear friends, they obeyed. The Spirit of the Lord was upon them. You can't say that the evidence of the Spirit had ever been upon them when they were complaining when Moses first went there and how they spoke against Moses himself, the one whom the Lord sent to be the means of bringing them out from Egypt. But as Moses had had that word, certainly I will be with thee, so the Lord was with his people. He honoured that covenant. He honoured that word which he spoke to them concerning the Lamb. And when the angel of death went over those houses in Goshen, it was, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And there was no death in the land of Goshen. But it was the means of them coming and being set at liberty. Set at liberty from their captivity to make that journey towards the promised land. That wasn't an easy journey, was it? They didn't make that journey through their own spirit. Oh, that the Lord led them by the way of the wilderness, where it was, you might say, physically impossible for man to provide for himself, let alone 600,000. But they were led by the Spirit of God. They were upheld by the Spirit of God. Oh, how the Lord, oh, was rebelled against, spoken against. How they had little faith again and again. How they looked to their own understanding. How they complained, how they murmured. How they threatened even to remove Moses. But as the Lord's Spirit remained amongst them, he brought them safely through. Yes, it was a longer journey because of their unbelief. But the Lord never left them, nor forsook them. And dear friends, this God is our God. He does not change. If he has begun a good work in us, he will perform that good work to bring us down to the end of our days in the hope of eternal life. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt. Dear friends, physically we haven't been in Egypt, but we're all born in captivity, aren't we? Spiritually, because of our sin, the nature of evil within our hearts, deceitful above all things it is and desperately wicked. And it has influence on our thoughts, on our words and our deeds. And through the circumstances of our lives, oh, how often we exercise that sinful heart. And we cannot speak well of God, can we? How we question his goodness. How we question his mercy. How we question his love. Maybe even at times tempted to question his very being. No, life's journey upon this earth, this sin-cursed earth, dear friends, we shall never pass through it with the hope of eternal life left to our own spirit. But dear friends, if the Lord has appeared and he's brought us out of the captivity of nature's darkness, if he's brought us into that marvellous light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, he who gave his own blood, his death, his life, a sacrifice for sin. And that redeeming love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Dear friends, then we have the covenant promise. I give unto my sheep eternal life. None shall ever pluck them out of my hands. None shall ever pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. We read, don't we, the Lord is faithful that hath promised. And his covenants, we read of in the scripture on the varied occasions. Dear friends, they are sure and certain. But there's nothing more certain than the covenant of grace. When I will remember, I will pardon their iniquities. I will remember their sins no more. Dear friends, that's an everlasting covenant. I wonder how it is with each of you here this evening. Have you known that sense, that feeling in your spirit of the drawing unto the Lord and the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver you from the captivity of your sin? You know, when the children of Israel heard the word concerning the lamb, the paschal lamb, which was to be slain, which they were to shelter under that blood, their deliverance didn't come straight away, did it? No, it was only a very short time, but dear friends, spiritually in our day, we can be drawn under the sense of our sin, our nature of darkness and guilt and wretched state. And we cry unto the Lord, and we have to wait for his appearing. But dear friends, if that exercise is within you, he will come. The time of love will come. When thou shalt truly see not only that he shed his blood, but you shall say for me. Dear friends, is your heart's desire up to the Lord Jesus Christ, to cleanse you from all your sin? Is that the earnest object in your prayers? Jesus crucified for me. Oh, you children, I trust you pray. Do pray earnestly for the forgiveness of your sins. Do pray earnestly for the light of the truth as it is in Jesus to be shone into your hearts. That'll be the sweet the moments, won't it? Rich in blessing, which before the cross are spent. That Jesus is ours. We have a true friend. We are his, forever his. In spite of all that might be in this earthly life before us. But whatever is in our earthly life before us, whatever circumstances we have to pass through, sorrows, joys, difficulties, whatever may assail us, this word we have here, dear friends, is a sacred truth. So my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Oh, we have that lovely word, don't we? Fear not, I will help thee. The Lord is ever mindful of his people. Look how mindful he was here of Israel and of Judah. Were there any greater sinners than Israel and Judah, having received of the goodness, the mercy, the grace, the favours, the power of God, to give them that land which they did not deserve, they did not merit it? I know, dear friends, there's much spoken about it today, with the conflict that is going there. But let us not forget the very beginning. It was God's provision for the sons of Jacob and the sons of Jacob. Oh, the ways of the Lord are mysterious. His ways are past finding out. All we can do is to pray the Lord will yet have mercy upon those that are his and subdue the power of all their enemies. And give them wisdom. Give them mercy as they have obtained mercy. But dear friends, when the ways of a man please God, even his enemies shall be at peace with him. Oh, may the grace, such a grace be given unto Israel in these difficult days. But let us come back to the context of our text. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Dear friends, through that wilderness journey, they were led by the Lord, weren't they? By the pillar of cloud, by the pillar of fire by night. He fed them with the manna. They had water in the time of their need and from the rock. He delivered them from the hands of their enemies, such as Amalek and the nations through which they had to pass through. But how they sinned. How they deserved his wrath. How they deserved his turning away of his face. And that solemn word to Moses when they were about to leave Sinai. I will not go with thee. I will send an angel before thee. He shall bring thee through. For Moses knew he needed more than just a messenger. a messenger of God. He needed the Lord himself. Nothing short of the presence of God would be acceptable for their safe arrival in that promised land. And so he prayed. You know, dear friends, these things we read of here, they're to be prayed over, aren't they? He who has brought us out of Egypt. Oh, out's our pathway now. Difficult, troublesome, our hearts within us by nature, full of doubt, fears, unbelief. Now we need to pray. Oh Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Keep us in the way that is everlasting. Oh, as thou didst keep Israel through the wilderness journey, so be our keeper. And give us faith. Faith to trust in thee at all times, in whatever comes against us. Their faith gave way, didn't it? When the Lord said, go up from Kadesh Barnea, was it, into take the promised land. And they saw, when they went to look at the promised land, oh, they saw what beautiful things were there in the way of the grapes, the vines, and the fruit from the fields. But they saw the giants and the walled up cities. They could never overcome them. And they looked to their own wisdom. They looked to their own power. They looked to their own understanding. And it overcame their faith. But for Joshua and Caleb. Now, dear friends, aren't we like that? We can throw no stones at these Israelites, can we? When things appear in our pathway, oh, things which, if we are to face them and deal with them, have to pass through them, as we say, well, whether we won't pass through them, we fear we shan't. Then we are willing to stay where we are. We're willing to keep ourselves physically safe by our own understanding. And that's what the children of Israel did there, didn't they? We cannot go up and obey the word and the will of God. And oh, the trouble that came upon them in the chastening of the Lord. They then had to wander about 40 years until the Lord's time came. Those years were lost, weren't they? They had to remember all the way the Lord their God had led them. He was still there. Oh, the mercy of God. He did not deal with them after their sins. They were his beloved people. Yes, many. Many were taken from time to eternity, as the Lord said. Solemn end for those who lived in their unbelief. But his people, he brought them safely through those who were born in the wilderness. They came safely to the promised land. They had to remember all the way the Lord their God had led them. They didn't come through just by physical food and drink, but by the word of God, his command. And dear friends, that's the way we journey on through our lives, isn't it? Not just by food and drink, which we need, yes, for our daily bodily existence. But a day will come we shall need that no more. But we shall ever need the word of God and the power of it by the Spirit to confirm within us the hope of eternal life, the truth as it is in Jesus. His pardoning love, that we are bought with a price. We are not our own. Therefore, we're to ever to seek to serve God to his glory. And here, dear friends, we have his sacred promise. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. The immediate context, of course, is the Lord had chastened Judah very sore. Israel had already been dispersed amongst the kingdom of the Assyrians. Now Babylon had come and conquered Judah and Jerusalem, taken many, many captives. And that was to be for a set time. The Lord was still mindful of his people. Jeremiah wrote the word of the Lord to those that were taken captive. He said, I know the thoughts that I have toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Different, do you know the chastening of the Lord for your sins? What a mercy if you do, because whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. You know, when we come into difficulties, troubles, and things go against us, does it not cause us to search our hearts? Is there anything there within them that we have not confessed before the Lord? If we regard iniquity in my heart, says David, the Lord will not hear me. Oh, when the times we go through and the Lord does not seem to answer our prayers and does not seem to supply our need, when we mourn an absent God, is it the iniquity in our heart? We haven't humbled ourselves before him as we should. We're walking in our own ways to our own understanding. We have not obeyed his voice and all his will esteemed. Difference, may these search us out. Now the Lord had been gracious to Judah. The 70 years had been accomplished. And through Zerubbabel, and who was of the kingly line, and of Joshua the high priest, they'd returned with a great number of people. And their first intent was a good one, to build the house of God, to build again the temple which had been destroyed. Not one stone had been left upon another, and the walls and the city had been broken down. What a terrible destruction, scene of destruction that must have faced them as they came. Enough to bring them to despair. But dear friends, they began that work. They laid the foundation of the temple. And some of them praised God, sang praise unto God. And others wept. Because the older ones who'd returned from the captivity, they'd seen the earlier temple of Solomon. And this was seen to be such an insignificant a building as it was going to be to what it once was. But they continued to build, and as soon as they began to build, so the enemy came in. Dear friends, we find that, don't we? I trust you do. That when we begin to be outward in the evidence of our faith in Jesus Christ, to live our lives uprightly and shunning the ways of sin and the ways of others, how readily they'll come and rise up against us. And they will seek to turn us aside from being a true witness of the grace of the Lord within us. Well, the conflict here with Judah, from those who'd come to live round about during the course of the captivity, was great. And they obtained the command from the king of the time that because Jerusalem had been a rebellious city, then this work should stop because they're still a rebellious people. And they acknowledged the command of the king. the earthly king, in spite of the Lord who had been gracious to them, had delivered them as he had promised from their captivity, and brought them again into the promised land, and through the prophets had said, yes, there will be a building up again, fields will be purchased, there'll be boys and girls singing in the streets. But their fear of man had overcome them. It's a solemn thing, isn't it, dear friends, when we submit to the will of man and set aside the will of God. When again our own self, our own will, our own intellect, our own reasoning, our own fear has the predominance over faith and obedience to the word and the will of God. Well, the Lord sent his prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, didn't he? Consider your ways. Consider your ways. Dear friends, what are our ways? Do we put more value and more importance on the comforts and the things of our earthly lives, which we have to manage? Yes, we have to have dealings with. These here, they built their own houses, they lived in sealed houses, they went about their business, they sowed in the fields and to provide for their food, and they had cattle and so forth, all for the good of their earthly life, which we all have to manage and be involved in. We have to be wise stewards. But they lived in the comfort of that, and had set aside the seeking of the glory of God in spite of the power of the enemy. Dear friends, how easily we can be like that, can't we? We have a lot to be thankful for in our daily lives. We have a lot of wonderful provision for the supply of our earthly needs, our food and drink, our homes, our clothing, our peace, our safety, and so forth. Do we live settled lives in the comfort of those things? And we live content? Dear friends, that not ought to be, because one day we shall need them no more. They'll be good now, but they'll become like the chaff that has to be blown away. Oh, is there anything of the real fruit of the truth as it is in Jesus, resident within our heart and soul? That which causes us to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, to honour and value him above all other things. God forbid, says Paul, that I should glory save in the cross of Christ my God. Dear friends, when we are tempted and tried, and we just seem to be content to live daily through the providential mercies which we receive, we don't deserve, do we, the spiritual mercy of God? But here's the depth of his grace. Here's the depth of his love. So my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Do that which is right in my sight. Do that which is right in accordance with my word. Do that which is right in accordance with my commands. Yes, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. You know, dear friends, when the children of Judah came to the end, towards the end of that captivity, what do we read in Ezekiel, the very last words? The Lord is there, Jehovah Shammah. He hadn't left them even through their tribulations. He hadn't left them through their captivity, through his chastening. Why, he was there to restore them. Now, dear friends, that God is still the same God today. Christ Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. Dear friends, if we're to receive and live, to know the blessing of God, then we must work this work to seek his ruling of his Spirit within us in all things at all times, that he may have the glory. Why, we read here the command, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. Dear friends, we've got no physical mountain to go up where these would go up and bring the materials for the house of God. That's what they must do. They must go forth in the power of the Lord being with them. Dear friends, we've got Mount Zion where the Lord dwells. We read of it in Hebrews, don't we? We don't come to a mount that can be touched, with smoke and fire of the covenant of works and the wrath of God. Oh, we come to Mount Zion, there to pour out our hearts in prayer. Oh, there to confess our sins and those prayers, Lord, help me. Lord, enable me, strengthen me, fill me with thy Spirit, that I may do thy will for the glory of thy name, for the good of thy church, for the unity of thy people. Oh, may we know that sweet union by thy Spirit, where we can live together in the sweet comfort of thy peace. This brings us down to our churches, doesn't it? We mourn, don't we, so much the state of Zion. How low it is today compared what it was years gone by. Those who are older, they weep when they see the praise and glory of God from the places of worship in days gone by. But how do they see it now? Well, dear friends, it's much lower, isn't it? And then, oh, how many attending even the places of worship, perhaps dwelling, living comfortably in their sealed houses, in this comfortable world, our comfortable nation compared to others. And the house of God lies waste. We haven't testified of that which the Lord hath done. We haven't gone up to that Mount Zion in prayer. Lord, oh, show me now thy way. Make me willing in the day of thy power. Oh, to obey thy voice, all thy will esteem. If ye love me, says Jesus, keep my commands. Dear friends, do we set them aside? Have we got deafened ears? Satan loves to deafen our ears and harden our hearts. Therefore we need that prayer, don't we, at the throne of grace, at Mount Zion, Lord, overcome the power of the enemy. That's what Judah did here, didn't they? Oh, they obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. And they went, and in spite of the power of their enemy, which was still there, they worked that work. It wasn't by their might. It wasn't by their own power. It was by the Spirit. Oh, Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal the things of God. Make to me salvation known, witness with the blood, a renewing. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, when I began that drawing power of mine, because you are loved with an everlasting love and with loving kindness I've drawn you. Then return, look to it. My Spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. I will help thee. I will make thee to be fruitful in my house. Oh, dear friends, what an exercise at the beginning of a new year. And those dear friends of you who have testified of his mercy, those of you who have given, oh, that honour to his name, are you continuing in it? Is Christ first? Is Christ last? Is Christ all and in all? Oh, how easily we can rest upon our knees, as it were. How we can have so much consideration in ourselves. Oh, that we do not need any further tokens, any more tokens of the Lord's love. And that experience with one who came to my church, he was from the Brethren. Whether all the Brethren think of the same way, I don't know. He'd been to see his mother. She had dementia. When he came back, I said, how did you get in visiting your mother? He said, well, I couldn't have much conversation with her at all. I said, we might not be able to, but the Lord can still speak to her soul. And he took offence at it, because they consider if the Lord has begun a work once, they don't need any more tokens. It's sure and steadfast. Well, that's one sense, that's right. But dear friends, you are married. You've had your vows, know that unity, don't you, one to the other. Your husband and wife. But you still want tokens of the love one to another through all your days, don't you? The evidences, that we are still one. And so it is, dear friends, spiritually, with our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. He, the Bridegroom, the Heavenly Bridegroom, who's wrought out that robe, that special wrestle robe of righteousness with which we are clothed. Dear friends, we want tokens of that love, don't we, again and again. How easily, through our own evil hearts, we can be content just now with earthly things. Oh, the Lord help you, and pray more earnestly for more tokens of that love. Confirmations that you are born of God and that your treasure is above. Dear friends, it's in this way, when we gather together, we are determined to know nothing amongst us save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, may this word be a word in season as we begin a new year. The faithfulness of God, the glory of God, the kindness, the loving kindness of God, the grace of God, the long suffering of God. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Those things you fear, which are before you now, fear not. I am with thee. Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Even though we do not deserve it. We deserve his wrath, don't we? But that loving kindness, that mercy endureth forever. Well, dear friends, look unto him. Trust in him. Commit your way unto him. He will bring it to pass, to the honour and glory of his name, for the good of his cause, the good of your soul, the good of his church. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. I am with you, saith the Lord. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Paul Austin will hope to preach next Lord's Day. There'll be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, and Mr. Hadley will again preach next Friday evening. Let us close with hymn 731. 731. Heal us, Emmanuel, here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls to thee repair, and Saviour, we are such. Hymn 731.
Ask thee to bless and apply thine own word, not that which has been just of my own self, but the sacred truth of thy mercy, thy long-suffering love, thy faithfulness and thine abounding grace. Lord, may it be the strength of each one of our souls, our help in the times of difficulties, troubles, tribulations, sorrows, and fears. Lord, help us at all times to look unto Jesus, knowing he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and will never leave us nor forsake us. So hear us, Lord, in all prayer that is put up to thee in the time of need, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.